This Krishna consciousness is incredibly wonderful process.
Even so much less by Srila Prabhupada. Oma jnana timaranda shaganandana shalakaya chakshuru militam yena tasmai shri gurave nama nama om vishnu padaya krishna prestaya bhutale shrimate bhakti vedanta swamini iti namane. Why is it so ecstatic? You ever thought about that? Why is Krishna consciousness so enlivening? There's a reason for it, actually. Krishna is Satchidananda, and we are also Satchidananda. Krishna is eternal, Sat. He's full of knowledge, Chit, and he's full of bliss, Ananda. So we being emanations from the Lord, as confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, text number 8, Aham Savasya Prabhavo Mataksarvam Pravartate. You see, we're emanating from Krishna. Just like the sun is emanating all these particles of sun rays from itself. So Krishna is emanating each and every one of us from himself. That's why we exist. Not because of Darwinian so-called evolution. Is it some, you know, molecular soup? Sorry, Charles Darwin. That's not why we're here. We exist because Krishna is emanating us from himself for the purpose of having a loving relationship with us. Each and every one of us has a unique identity, a unique relationship with Krishna. But you know what happened? We forgot about it because we got envious. Why should I serve Krishna? Why can't I be Krishna? So he says, well, all right, I'll give you a world where you can think that you're me and then you'll learn your lesson and you can come back. So this Krishna consciousness process is a wonderful system to bring us back to our original enlightened state of consciousness, which is eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. So that's why it's so enlivening, because it puts us back in touch with actually who we are. When we chant the holy names of Krishna, we can actually become reinstated in our actual identity. Right now, we're carrying around this huge burden of false ego. I'm American, I'm Indian, I'm Gujarati, I'm Texan, I'm Chicagoan, I'm male, I'm female. This is excess baggage. It's really, really excess baggage. It's very difficult to travel if you have excess baggage. You got to get within the weight allowance and then it's easy to travel. Otherwise you have to pay all these overage fees every time you get on the flight. So we're carrying all this excess baggage. I'm American, I'm male, I'm female. This is excess baggage. We are allowed baggage, and that is Jivera Sarupa Hoy Krishnara Nityadas. I am the eternal servant of Krishna. That is our luggage allowance. We have an identity. It's not like the Mayavadis say that it's, you know, everything is false, that you don't really exist. You're just a figment of your own imagination. You could say, well, who's imagining that I'm existing then? You see, whose imagination is that it's imagining that I exist? So this Mayavadi idea that you don't really exist is a ridiculous concept. We do exist. But the problem is we're misidentifying with that which is not us, you see. Instead of identifying with that which is Satchidananda, eternal, full of knowledge and bliss, we're identifying with that which is Asat, Achit, and Nirananda. You see, that's the difficulty. We're identifying with this material body, which is temporary, it's full of ignorance, and it is miserable, especially as we get older. Of course, when we start off young, you know, but as you get older, it just gets this pain, that pain, this anxiety. But the beauty of Krishna consciousness is, if you become fixed in Krishna consciousness, you become ever youthful. Every day you become more youthful, more enlivened, more exuberant, more ecstatic, more illuminated with spiritual knowledge. Because actually we have an unlimited treasure house of spiritual knowledge within our hearts. Unlimited storehouse of spiritual knowledge, spiritual bliss. The If I told you you had $10 trillion buried in your backyard, and I'll tell you exactly where to dig, you would be very happy. That would make your day. $10 trillion. That's amazing. I have that much money, I didn't even know it. So what I'm telling you today is you have something in your heart which is far more valuable than $10 trillion. You have pure Krishna bhakti right there in your heart. And did you know that pure Krishna bhakti can actually purchase Krishna? That person who owns everything, who owns the whole universe, by whose energy the sun is rising in the morning, the flowers are coming on the trees in the spring, that person who owns and controls everything, you have the sufficient funds to purchase him and make him your personal property. You simply have to tap into those funds. And how do you do that? I'm giving you one shovel. Actually, Prabhupada is giving, I'm just passing it on. That shovel is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That enables you to penetrate through all of the millions and millions, the quadrillions of layers of lust, anger, and greed that we've accumulated for millions and billions of lifetimes. My dear ladies and gentlemen, I beg to inform you, we are heavily encrusted with crud, layers and layers of crud. You see, each and every one of them. That's why we have a hard time getting up in the morning. And that alarm clock goes off, we just want to stay in ignorance because we have so much crud we're trying to deal with every day. You see? But if you can take seriously this process of Krishna bhakti, that crud will just become gradually washed away and pure Krishna bhakti will be all that's left. So this is the wonderful process that Srila Prabhupada is giving in his books and in this Hare Krishna movement. He's giving us a wonderful system, a wonderful association that we can plug into and get completely free from all these things that are causing us so much anxiety day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, decade after decade. You see, it's an incredible mercy that Prabhupada is giving us, this process of Krishna consciousness. It is not an artificial imposition on your mind, it is the natural reawakening of your original natural energy. You have it already. You are a fully enlightened spiritual being, and just some fog came in and covered it up. And this sun of the Hare Krishna mantra will burn away the fog and bring you back to your original enlightened consciousness, which is absolutely unlimitedly ecstatic. You see? Absolutely unlimitedly ecstatic at every second. We all know how it is, especially when many of us are fasting today for Lord Krishna's appearance day. We know how relishable that prasadam is going to taste after fasting all day. It's going to be delicious. Absolutely delicious. But did you know that if you become fixed in pure Krishna consciousness, every single second of your life will be absolutely, inconceivably, ever increasingly delicious. One moment after the next moment after the next moment after the next moment. See, that is what it means to be Krishna conscious. If we're actually Krishna conscious, when we say these two syllables, Krishna, we will taste so much nectar that the universe can't even contain all that nectar. That's how much nectar we'll experience when we are actually Krishna conscious. So, it's embarrassing, we have to admit it. What is our present position? We're not really Krishna conscious yet, in the real sense of the term. I mean, we're scratching the surface, no doubt. But we're not really Krishna conscious in the full sense of the term, because we actually become Krishna conscious. One recitation of Krishna will have so much nectar that the millions of universes cannot contain that nectar. So the question, obvious question would be, well, I'm not really purely Krishna conscious. I'm really cheating myself out of that unlimited ocean of nectar. So how do I get from point A to point B? Is it, how do I get from my present encrusted conditioned consciousness to that position of pure Krishna bhakti? That should be the most important question that we're asking, not where's the money, where's the job. Those things will come anyway by the laws of karma. You see? But the most important question we should ask every morning is, what can I do today to move myself as close as possible at every minute to pure Krishna consciousness? Therefore, we rise early in the morning, we take our bath, we pick up our japa mala, you see, and we chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. We make sure that we keep up our vow that we have taken, our prescribed number of rounds. We take only Krishna prasadam. We don't eat any unoffered food. We follow strictly the principles of Krishna consciousness, because what this does is it brings us back to that position where we can relish every single second of our existence with ever-increasing nectar. Some may say, well, it's so austere, I can't really follow all the principles. Well, I can tell you it's more austere not to strictly follow the principles. That's more, that's a greater austerity. Actually, that is a greater austerity. Everybody says, well, I want it easy. Well, I can guarantee you, if you just train yourself to get fixed in following the principles, that's the real Sahaj Marg, actually, the real easy path. That is the easy path. You just have to get in the groove. And that's why the association of devotees is very important. You have to find out senior devotees and connect yourself with their association. You have to find people who are in the groove of Krishna consciousness, who are fixed nicely in that groove of Krishna consciousness and steady Krishna consciousness. You have to find such devotees and you have to beg them for their mercy. You see, that please let me associate with you as much as I possibly can. Please let me inquire from you. Please guide me and train me how to come to the level of Krishna consciousness that you have. I want to taste the nectar that you're experiencing. You see, you have to find senior devotees who are fixed in Krishna consciousness. Take shelter of them. You see, that's the insider secret. Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastri Khoi, Lavamata Sarva Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hoi. It is stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita. 1 minute's association, actually not minutes, sorry. The Sanskrit is love, or Bengali in this case, Lava Matra. What does Lava Matra mean? 1/11th of a second. If you can actually properly connect with a sadhu, a saintly person who is fixed in Krishna consciousness, for even 1/11th of a second, what do all sarva shastra koi, what do all the shastras say? Sarva siddhi hoi. You will achieve all perfection. You may say, well, I associate with so many sadhus that I don't have perfection. That means you didn't fully enter into that association. You only took a little, you know, you just scratched the surface. You only scratched the surface. You didn't really, you went to the ocean of bliss and you swished your toes in it. You see? And you didn't actually dive in. So we're inviting all the toe swishers. Swishing the toes is very nice, but now we're inviting all the toe swishers. Just dive in. Dive deep into that ocean of Krishna bhakti. And I guarantee you, you will taste the sweetest nectar. And if you don't, I'm going on record today, if you sincerely try this process, to strictly follow our principles for at least 6 months, and you don't taste unlimited nectar, then I will give you $10,000 cash. I'm giving you a $10,000 guarantee that if you strictly follow this process for 6 months, according to the directions that we can give you, if you want that information, you will taste the sweetest nectar. You'll be swimming in an ocean of bliss, where $10,000 cash will be deposited in your bank account. This process works. Otherwise, I'd be a pauper. I'd be bankrupt giving out all the 10,000 here. I make this promise all over the world, wherever I travel. Vishnupriya Mataji, my wife, she and I travel all over the world, Vanaprastha. The GDC authorized me to initiate disciples, so somehow or other Krishna, we started an e-course on the internet, the ultimate self, and we got people all over the world wanting to be trained and instructed in this science. So Vishnupriya Mataji and I, we travel all over the world now. We go to Europe, India, we're planning to go to Australia, we got people there waiting for us to come. All over the world we're traveling and giving this science of Krishna consciousness. In fact, we just returned from the Muslim world. What we are amazed that a whole hall of Muslims, this is not ISKCON devotees, this is people who are not associated with ISKCON at all. We went into a hall of these Muslim people, and we engaged the whole hall of Muslims chanting Hare Krishna mantra. So don't tell me this is something Hindu or sectarian. This is the universal science that applies to everyone. Like, we have a DVD of it, if anybody wants to see it. And we have it up. You can make an appointment with me. We have a video machine upstairs later on in the evening. Anybody wants to see that video? You just contact me or my wife for an appointment to come and see the video. But, the guru quarters upstairs. You just go up the steps and that. So anyway, I thought I'd open it up for questions. Somebody has some question, I'll be happy to answer. I've got to get my hearing aid here. My aging body is taking its toll. Let me get my hearing aids in first. Then you can have. They take 8 seconds to kick in once I turn the battery on. So within 8 seconds, I'll be ready to take your question. Okay. About what?
About yourself.
The self is the eternal servant of Krishna. And the self becomes this, yes. Yes, I was initiated by Srila Prabhupada in 1971. And he very much encouraged me to preach this Krishna consciousness. He encouraged me to be enthusiastic also. One time when I first joined this movement, I wrote Prabhupada a letter and I said, Srila Prabhupada, I would like to spread this movement. And he very much appreciated that. He said, I can see you're a very sincere and enthusiastic boy. He said, now you just continue enthusiastically as you are doing and surely Krishna will bless you. So I decided to follow that order and always remain enthusiastic no matter what's happening. Doesn't matter. And Prabhupada's words are true. Krishna's been blessing me every day for, since 1971, because I've stuck to Prabhupada's order to always be enthusiastic, no matter what's going on. So, I encourage you all to be always enthusiastic. Sometimes when we practice Krishna consciousness, things go wrong also, and we may become discouraged. But my word of advice given by Prabhupada is, no matter what's happening, always keep your enthusiasm. Just say, okay, Prabhupada has ordered that we should always be enthusiastic, so let me do that. So that is, whatever little success I have in Krishna consciousness is because I stuck to Prabhupada's order to always remain enthusiastic. So, you do that also. You always be enthusiastic, and surely Krishna will bless you also. Any other questions? Yes.
Could you give some advice on? It's hard to keep to stay enthusiastic when you have to work a job, Monday.
Okay. What if you're working a job and every Monday morning you have a great Sunday feast, you're all enlivened by the kirtan, and Monday morning you go into that corporate world and there they are. Asadam bhav. What do you do? How do you keep your enthusiasm up on Monday morning and you report into the office? Well, I can tell you that if you dive deeply enough into this process of sadhana bhakti, when you go to XYZ Corporation on Monday morning, and you really dove deeply into the process of Krishna bhakti, you will see the XYZ Corporation within Krishna and Krishna within XYZ Corporation. Bhaktivedanta Thakur is the perfect example. He worked for the British government. They're not exactly transcendental employers. But he was their most valuable employee. They loved him. Prabhupada explains there's 26 qualities of a Vaishnava, and the last one is expert. Or actually, silent is the last one, but near the end of the list is expert. And Prabhupada explains he's expert in everything. Prabhupada gave his own example when he worked for Dr. Bose's laboratory in Calcutta, how he was able to manage so well that Dr. Bose trusted him with huge sums of money, you see. So whatever you're doing, a devotee should be expert. Whether you're here at the temple doing service here, or whether you're at your job in the corporate world, you should be so expert that you're outstanding in everything that you do. And people admire you and love you for that. And they're attracted to your qualities, your saintly qualities. And guess what will happen when you start manifesting that sort of presence? You can make devotees in the, out there in your corporate situation. I know one devotee, he just took a Bhagavad Gita to work every day and put it on his desk. And somebody asked him, what is this? And he became a devotee also. So take it as an opportunity to master the art of self-discipline, which will help you in your Krishna consciousness. And take it as an opportunity to learn how to be Krishna conscious in any time, any place, in any situation. Because the fact is that if you become purely immersed in Krishna consciousness, you'll be transcendental to any and all places and circumstances. Prabhupada gives the example in South India. There are some dancers. Of course, we know these Indian dancers, you know, the professional dancers, they can do so many incredible, it's like we've seen the Manipuri dancers. How expert they are. It's just amazing to watch them. So there's these expert South Indian dancers. They have one particular thing they do which is unique. They keep a clay pot balanced on their head while they're dancing. And the clay pots never fall. So the example is, your job in XYZ Corporation is the dancing, and Krishna consciousness is the clay pot. You simply have to train yourself how to become expert. You see, it's simply a matter of training. Of course, having a spiritual master, I don't know if you're initiated, but to actually have a spiritual master, an expert guru who guides you and blesses you, that is also required to really get solidly fixed. So these things will, if you follow them, they work. Krishna consciousness works. It's real. It's not imaginary. It works. And you can actually remain purely fixed in Krishna consciousness 24 hours a day, wherever you are. That's a thing. Any other questions? Yes, my dear sir.
Just a path, a really quite a path. Say, when I'm working for XYZ Corporation, I'm thinking, as you said, if XYZ Corporation is inside South Krishna and South Krishna is inside XYZ Corporation, then my enthusiasm will always be there when I say I'm working for Lord Krishna all the time. I'm not working for XYZ Corporation, it is just a form of.
That's right, I'm Krishna's sailor, that's all.
Yeah, I'm still Krishna's servant. And I should work the best I can.
That's right, so you get from your job, you get some income and you donate as much as you can to the temple, and whatever you keep for yourself, you spend it in a Krishna conscious way. You see. And then that in that way also you feel connected. That I'm earning money by investing my time in this XYZ Corporation. So if I spend the money wisely, give as much as possible to ISKCON and whatever I need for myself, spend it very wisely in a Krishna conscious way. You see. Then that will also purify you, because you're actually working for Krishna then, not for your senses. That's a very nice point. Thank you. Any other questions? Yes.
What is the importance of
such items as fasting on Krishna conscious appearance days like today's day, they help you to bring your senses under control. We are captivated in the cycle of birth and death because of indriya seva, serving our senses. So when we follow the acharyas and the scriptures to observe fasting days, then we have to tell the senses, no, you want to eat but you cannot have. So this strengthens our Krishna seva. Oh, yes, senses you can have, but you have to wait. Krishna comes first. You just sit back there and wait all day. I'm going to serve Krishna today, and you have to just be quiet and wait. You see, that makes you strong in Krishna consciousness. Yeah. Questions, Mark? Yes.
Yeah. Tell us about your experience of mastering the process of self-discipline.
What was an experience? What's the question?
What was your experience on becoming self-disciplined?
What is the experience?
How did you become self-disciplined?
Of what?
How do you become self-disciplined?
Self-disciplined.
How do you become self-disciplined?
Self-determined. She has the best voice for my hearing impairment. I'll let her be the... You're elected. Okay, so... How do you develop determination? No?
How do you discipline yourself?
You discipline yourself by engaging everything under the orders of your spiritual master. And that's the secret. Whatever order the spiritual master gives you, you simply follow it. And so that's how to actually become a master of self-discipline. Whatever order my spiritual master gives me, I do it. That's all, without question. Then you become, that makes you very powerful, very determined. And another secret is, don't engage in illicit sex. That's if you restrict your sex life only for God-conscious production of children. You don't waste your sexual energy in illicit activities. This will also develop the power of determination. But the real thing is you have to become very dedicated to pleasing your spiritual master. That everything is for him. Every thought, every word, and every deed is for pleasing my spiritual master. And I can't displease him. It's a matter of love, actually. One time I asked one of our sannyasis, how do you overcome laziness? You see? Of course, I was thinking he would say by hard work, and I was just shuddering. Oh, I hope he doesn't say by hard work. But he answered in such a profound way, he said, by love. I went, wow, that is the right answer. You see? So if you actually have a guru and you love your spiritual master, you have a wonderful loving relationship with him, then you want to please him. Your beloved guru, you want to always make him happy by what you're doing. You don't want to displease him. So out of love, you will naturally become determined. It's not an artificial thing. You see, in that way. So the real way is that loving relationship with guru, the loving relationship with the Vaishnavas, you see. That's how we'll naturally and easily become determined and become fixed up in Krishna consciousness. I don't want to let down the devotees. I don't want to let down my spiritual master. It's based on love, actually. This is bhakti yoga, the yoga of love, you see. Devotion. The more you can become devoted to the devotees and dedicated to your spiritual master, that's how you'll naturally and easily become very powerful in your determination. It won't be an artificial thing. The natural real. You have power, great power of determination within you. You just have to awaken it by establishing a loving relationship with Guru and Vaishnava. That's the key. Questions more? Yes. Vishnupriya, you want to try to answer that? Yes. Who? Indians? In America? Modern day India? Why is the land of Bharat Bhumi being suffering so much, the people in India? Who? Why?
Why?
Indians. People? Why the world population is suffering so much?
Why do good people suffer?
Why do the good people suffer?
Simple?
Why do the good people
suffer? Why do good people suffer? Oh yeah, why do the bad people suffer? And we should write it down on a piece of paper and pass it forward. That would be much easier.
Why do the good people suffer?
Yeah, why do bad people...
They don't suffer.
Why do good people... Why do bad things happen to good people? Oh, we got it. Actually, bad things don't happen to good people. We think that we're very good, but we don't realize how bad we really are. Can be bad things from previous lifetimes also. Like an innocent child is not as innocent as he appears. Now, the laws of karma are very fair. There's no injustice. Some people say, well, either God is all good or he's either God is not all good or he's not all powerful, because bad things happen to good people. Therefore, God must be all good, but he's just not completely in control of what's happening. Either that or he's not that good. He's letting bad things happen to good people. So actually God is all good and he's all powerful. And he doesn't let bad things happen to good people. Krishna is not directly involved in karma. That's done by the material nature. But by the material nature gives you exactly according to what you have earned. For every good thing you get a good reaction. For every bad thing you get a bad reaction. But if you don't want to undergo, would you like to undergo the reactions for all of your previous sins? Would you like that? Would you like to suffer for all of your past sinful activities? Or not? Yes or no? Would you be enlivened and say, okay, right now we're going to give you all of your sinful reactions right now. You ready? Would you rather not do it? My question was, would you rather, yes or no? Go with yes or go no. Would you rather not suffer all the sinful reactions, or rather suffer them? You want to suffer them, yes or no?
No.
No, okay. Well, the good news is, if you surrender to Krishna, he'll relieve you from all of those sinful reactions. That's the good news. Sarvadaman padit jajamani kamashadanam jajam. So that's a very, no one wants to suffer, so it's very simple, just surrender to Krishna. And all of those sinful reactions will be relieved. He says, sarva papevyo mokshayishami. From all your sins I will deliver you. Jai, any other questions? Yeah. Okay, who up close heard the question? The microphone doesn't help, but the acoustic, there's so much echo in here. We'll try.
Just you mentioned
it.
One name Krishna can give unlimited bliss.
Unlimited bliss?
Yeah. So even though if we come to become in Krishna consciousness, we try our best, how we can overcome these obstacles?
How can we go to the hospital?
Obstacles.
obstacles. How do we overcome the obstacles? My hearing is really getting bad. The way to overcome the obstacles is to take shelter of Vaishnavas and Guru. And that's the way to do it. You have to find those. Just like in India, a very good example. In India, many people ride the bicycle. They don't have a car. So that you'll see, they grab a hold of some truck or some bus and they go and they ride. So you simply have to find those persons who are living on a platform beyond those obstacles and take shelter of them. And they will drag you, they will pull you beyond those obstacles. That's the key. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha. So, I thank you all very much for your wonderful attention. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.